And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of, well, I don't know what it's another edition of, because when I was talking to Rick before the show, we decided that this was going to be a show about nothing. Yeah, we talked about it. We said, you know, do you think we can pull this off? And he said, well, I don't know where the we comes from, because the reality is you're the one on the hotspot. I'm the guy that has to sit in the studio and listen to everything you produce. But at the end of the day, it's your show, pal. And I thought to myself, wow. Now, that's some straightforward talk. That is some very straightforward talk from somebody that I appreciate their opinion from. What I'm getting at is, even though today's show doesn't have a lot of framework to it, it doesn't have a lot of format to it, it's really going to be a show about nothing. There's a lot of content in the show that's going to benefit you, because I just talked about one thing that could be a benefit to you. Did you pick up on it? It's when I was talking about Rick. Yeah, I know. It sounds like Rick was like kind of like pushing me out there and let me, you know, deal with the masses on my own, right? No, you know what Rick was doing? Rick was telling me the hard truths that I needed to hear. He did. I mean, well, first of all, let me take you back to the conversation we had before I came on the air. I said, well, here's where I'm going with my thoughts on today's show. And he goes, that's going to be a terrible show. And I said, why do you think it's going to be a terrible show? He says, because you've selected a terrible topic. And I said, well, I thought it was a good topic. And he said, no, it's a terrible topic. You shouldn't talk about that topic. So I thought to myself, well, if I've got a terrible topic and I shouldn't talk about it, what am I going to talk about? See, this is what got us to that point of having a show about nothing, because the point I'm trying to make to you, and I'm going in a very circular manner, driving a lot of you crazy. I get it. And it's kind of fun. I'm really enjoying this. But at the end of the day, I rely on Rick, and I rely on Rick's opinion. I rely on Rick's expertise. I rely on Rick in a myriad of ways that I can't even articulate to you, because Rick brings, like, I don't know, Rick, I'm going to call you old, but, you know, it's close to like 40 years of experience in the radio industry. Yeah, we are lucky to have him as a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited radio network, because he not only makes me sound good, he makes Andy Webb sound good. He makes Del Wamsley sound good. He makes Mike Harrison sound good. He makes us all sound like we know what we're talking about. Okay, well, maybe he doesn't quite take us to that level. Maybe we have to bring a level of competency to the table. But at the end of the day, Rick is kind of like my right-hand man. Do you remember Johnny Carson? You remember Johnny, right? I probably just ripped off his trademark music, but hopefully it's old enough and Rick won't give me a talking to at the break, which again is something that I appreciate from Rick, because he's willing to tell me the hard truths. So Rick is kind of like my Ed McMahon. Yeah, I'm not that I'm any Johnny Carson, but Rick is like kind of like my Ed McMahon to me, as if I were Johnny Carson. All right, so what has that got to do with real estate investing? What has that got to do with anything under the sun? Well, I view Rick as a sort of a mentor. I do. I talk to Rick about certain concepts that I'm thinking about approaching on the show. And you know what he tells me? He tells me the raw truth. He tells me exactly what he's thinking. And if he thinks I've got a terrible topic, then he's going to tell me, you've got a terrible topic and you shouldn't talk about it. And you know what? When Rick says you got a terrible topic, it probably is a terrible topic, because Rick is sensing that it wouldn't be good for radio. So again, what's this got to do with real estate investing? The mentorship that I receive from Rick with regards to what we do with radio is invaluable to me. It's very invaluable. I mean, who else has the benefit of leaning on somebody with 40 years of experience doing what they do? Well, I do. Andy does. Mike does. Del certainly does. We all do. We all lean on Rick, and Rick gives us something that we need. Now, in the real estate investing context, you need a mentor. Now, you may not find a mentor that has 40 years experience doing what you want to do, but what you need to find is a mentor that at least has some experience and some excellent results doing what you're trying to do, because if they don't have good experience and excellent results, chances are they're going to give you bad advice. Does that make sense? I know that makes sense to you. All right, so how do you find a mentor? Where do you go to find a mentor? What do you do? Do you walk outside and hold your hands up to the sky and pray to the mentor gods? Well, I mean, you could do that if you wanted to. I mean, you'd look kind of silly, but hey, we'd all stand back and watch you do it. I mean, go for it, man. You know, knock yourself out. I don't think that's a good way to find a mentor, though. I think the best way to find a mentor is to get involved with an organization that does exactly what you're trying to do. For instance, an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited, that's the organization that I belong to. That's the organization that sponsors this radio show. And what they are interested in doing is helping you to understand that there's a way to financial freedom that is completely different than what you're doing now. See, what you're doing now is you're trading time for money. You are. You're trading time for money. And you don't realize that you're doing it because you're on autopilot. All of your money goes into a 401k or an IRA or wherever you've directed it to go, and it all goes there before you even see any of it. You're on autopilot. So the problem with that is when you're on autopilot, you think everything is going smoothly. And the reality of it is this: things are not necessarily going as smoothly as you think they are. I'm looking at a report that Fidelity published at the end of 2024. And what they're indicating in this report, and this is Fidelity, yeah, it's those guys, yeah, the big what are they, a mutual fund provider? I don't know exactly what they're a huge financial services company. I mean, that's probably the best way to describe them. And they have a lot of your money on deposit with them. Notice that I say on deposit with them because I truly believe that it's a savings account. As a matter of fact, here, this comes directly from Fidelity's website, and they're talking about the average retirement savings by age. And notice that I said savings by age. Did you hear that? Average retirement savings by age. Yeah, see, you think you're investing. When you sit down with your financial planner, you think you're talking to somebody about investing. And I guess to a certain extent, you are. You are talking about taking money and putting it into companies that you know absolutely nothing about, because your money is probably going into a mutual fund or it's going into some kind of stock account and somebody else is picking the stocks for you. You're relying on the expertise of somebody else. Effectively, you think that person's a mentor for you. Here's the big flaw. You want to hear the big flaw on why those financial planners are not really mentors? Here's why. They're not retired themselves. Oh my goodness. You're right, Al. They're not retired themselves. They're working for a living. They're doing exactly what you're doing, slugging away, putting money into a 401k or maybe IRAs or however they're structured. And they're doing the exact same thing you're doing, trying to get by on maybe a 10% rate of return, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, so let's take a step back. When you invest, and I'm using that term invest very loosely, when you invest in your 401k, how many different companies are you invested in? Do you know? You have no idea, do you? You know where you might go to get the answer. You could probably go to the website, or you can probably go to that prospectus that they mail you every year, because by law they have to mail you that thing. And you kind of look at that and you go, wow, the sheer size of this thing is directly proportional to my desire to not read it. Yeah. So you don't read it. So you don't know what you're invested in. And more importantly, that prospectus is just a snapshot in time. It's only good for the time that it was intended to be good for, and time has moved on since the time that was published. So now you're going to rely on online resources to figure all this stuff out. But then you start looking at, well, what companies am I invested in? And then you start to find out that you're invested in companies that maybe do or don't share your belief system. And then you start questioning, well, what am I doing here? Why am I doing what I'm doing? And then you get into what I consider a death spiral, and you start to realize that maybe you've lost control of your retirement planning. Maybe you've lost control of where you're trying to get to. Maybe you've decided to get on the slow train to retirement, and the problem is that slow train to retirement may not get you to retirement at all. Here's where I'm going. Fidelity's website. This is from an article they published in December of 2024. What they're talking about is, and I'll just read it right from their website. I probably have to put air quotes around it because I don't want to be busted for, you know, stealing intellectual content. It says right here, nailing down retirement savings by age can be difficult because people may have money saved outside of 401ks and IRAs. What they're saying is maybe you've got money in savings accounts. Maybe you've got money in non-retirement CDs. Maybe you've got money in other brokerage accounts that they can't see. Maybe you've got money in, oh my goodness, maybe you've got money in real estate. Maybe one of the reasons that the amount of money sitting in 401ks and IRAs is going down, because I'm looking at their chart, and I'm gonna share this with you in just a moment. But what I'm looking at is the amount of savings going up by year group, and then you get to the year group of 55 to 59, and everything kind of plateaus off. It does. It kind of plateaus off. And here's what's scary. If you're somebody that's 55 to 59, now I'm not, I'm older than that. But if you're 55 to 59, Fidelity says that you have an average 401k balance. Now, are you ready for this? $246,800. $246,800. Now, for some of you, you're going, what? I don't even have that much in there. How's that the average balance? It means that there are other people that have a lot more money in their accounts, and they're driving that account balance average up. They are. They're driving it up. And if you don't even have $246,800 and you're in the 55 to 59 age group, you are way behind the power curve. You are way behind. You're going to have to figure out a way to catch up. So how do you catch up? Doing it their way. Well, what you have to do is you have to take more of your money, and you have to take that money and you have to apply it to the 401k or the IRAs. That's how you catch up. You apply more money to it, so you save more money. And then hopefully you're saving more money at a time when the stock market is doing wonderful things, right? Okay, so let's do this. Let's say you had $246,800 sitting in your savings account. And let's say you're going to retire. Let's say you've decided, you know what? I'm 60 years of age. I don't have the ability to take Social Security yet, but I'm going to factor in that maybe I've got the equivalent of Social Security. So how much money do I need to have from my 401k or my IRA if I need to live off of, say, $10,000 a month? And let's assume the Social Security is going to pay me, $3,000 a month. Well, we would need $7,000. $7,000 a month coming out of our 401k or IRA. Now, if we're dealing with that $246,800 amount, what we find out is that allows us 35 months of money until we run out of money. It's really 35.25, so you could probably stretch it to 36 months. That's 3 years. 3 years. So you would burn through your 401k or your IRA through the ages of 60, 61, 62, you would turn 63, you would be out of money from your 401k and your IRA. You'd still have the $3,000 per month coming from your Social Security, but what do? How do you survive? Now, some of you are going, well, you know, maybe I just don't retire that early. Okay, that's one option. Some of you go, well, you know what? You just pointed out my scenario. You just pointed out my situation. You just pointed out that I'm in trouble. Yeah, some of you might be in trouble. But here's the thing. Even though you're in trouble, there's still a way to get out of this situation that you've gotten yourself into. You can convert to real estate. You can start buying real estate assets. You can take that $246,800 and you can buy assets that will get you to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. More on that concept when we come back.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Now, so far in the show, I've covered two topics. I've talked to you about mentorship and the importance of mentorship, and I've talked to you about your retirement problem. And the two things are interlinked. They are your inability to retire yourself in the next 5 years is directly linked to the fact that you're receiving mentorship from people that haven't retired themselves yet. Let that sink in. The people that mentor me have retired themselves. That's one of my core competencies. It is. If you are going to mentor me on real estate investing, either single family assets or multifamily assets, one of the primary requirements, one of the primary tenets that I have is that you have to be retired yourself. And you have to be living off of the passive income that comes from being financially free. If you don't meet those requirements, you can't mentor me. So why do you have people that don't meet those requirements mentoring you? You've not thought it through. I'm serious. You've not thought it through. It takes somebody like me showing up on the radio, talking a little bit of sense into you. Now, I'm not trying to say that I'm God's gift to anything, because I'm not. I'm just a man like many of you are. And I realize the other rest of you are not men. You're women. I get that. But at the end of the day, I'm somebody who's gone before you, who's followed a map, and that map has led me to a place of retirement. That map was sent to me by people that have retired themselves, that are living off of the passive income. I receive advice from those types of people. Why? Because that's what's important. And even though I'm currently retired now, even though I classify myself as real estate retired, I still take advice from the same types of people. I haven't changed my metric. I haven't. Look, why would I take retirement advice from somebody that just joined Lifestyles Unlimited and they're still going through the motions of trying to figure out what I already know? I wouldn't take advice from somebody like that, because, well, they just don't have the information base, nor do they have the experience that I need from a mentor. They don't. So who do I turn to when I need information from a mentor? Well, if I need multifamily information, there's a myriad of mentors that I can turn to. Primarily, I'm working with Jeff right now. The reason I'm working with Jeff is not that he's any better than any of the other mentors. It's just he's got an experience base in the markets that I'm trying to buy property in. So to have somebody that's very, very intimately knowledgeable about the market that I'm trying to invest in is of a huge benefit to me, because he sees things that I wouldn't see myself. It's a beautiful relationship. And he's available literally anytime I need him. Now, granted, he's got his own life. He's got to, you know, spend time with his wife and his children. So he's not going to spend 24/7 with me. But I don't need him to spend 24/7 with me. What I need him to do is spend about 5 minutes with me talking me off the cliff. Yeah, talking me off the cliff. Yeah, because this is what you don't know about me. I'm the kind of guy that gets all excited when I find a deal. As soon as a deal comes across my desk, I'm like, woohoo, look at that. It's a deal. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I want to buy it. Yeah, I'm that guy that will walk to the edge of the cliff and just jump off without even thinking about, well, I don't know, should I take the stairs down? Maybe I should put the parachute on. That's me, a type A personality. Now, fortunately, I've got my type B personality wife that's like, yeah, you know what? We're going to put a safety harness on you. We're going to do all kinds of things to keep you from you hurting yourself. And it's good to have that type B personality in my life, because it keeps me from going off the cliff. So where was I going with all of this? I was going to the point that you need the correct mentors in your life if you're going to tackle and be successful with this real estate investing experience. Now, the first thing I need you to understand is that we're not talking about meeting with a financial planner. We're not. We're talking about meeting with a real estate investor. That financial planner has to go to school and take all these series whatever exams so that they can sell you a product. Okay, that's what they really are doing. They're selling you a product. The real estate investor, the mentor, none of that applies. No, it doesn't apply because they're not trying to sell you anything. What they're trying to do is they're trying to help you understand that there is a correct path that you can travel down. They're trying to help you avoid the pitfalls of veering off the path. They're trying to help you understand that there is a better path to retirement than the path that you're currently on. Where do you find these kind of mentors? You find them at Lifestyles Unlimited. You do. They exist within the Lifestyles Unlimited community. And more so, Lifestyles Unlimited is recognized that it is such an important service that our membership demands that we have dedicated mentors on our team that are available to our membership who elect that they want that type of service. That service is provided to them. They have the benefit of having essentially built-in mentors. It's just part of the services that Lifestyles Unlimited provides. Now, we provide mentoring in the single family space and in the multifamily space. And it doesn't matter what market you decide you want to invest in. And here's why. Our mentors are knowledgeable about a lot of the markets. Now, I say a lot of the markets. I'm not saying they're knowledgeable about every market. But I would say this. Across the entire mentorship team, there is somebody knowledgeable about every market that's out there. All you have to do is connect with them, and it's not very hard to connect with them because, well, the mentors know each other's strengths and each other's weaknesses. They share information with each other, and therefore they can guide you to the right mentor if you're seeking a mentor that knows something very specific about a specific location. Or maybe you've got a mentor that you want to link up with because they followed a very specific business model that you want to follow. Maybe you live in a place called San Diego, California, and you've figured out that investing in San Diego, California is a disaster. It's a recipe for disaster. It's waiting to happen if you invest in San Diego. Bad things will happen to you. Now, I mean, there's some good things that could happen to you, but effectively, you don't get the benefits of investing in other places in the country, the five different ways we make money in real estate, if you invest in San Diego than if you invest, say, in Independence, Missouri. See, Independence, Missouri is one of these places in the country that can offer you cash on cash returns. It can offer you return on capital gains. It can offer you principal pay down. It can offer you natural appreciation. It can offer you the tax advantages of being a real estate investor. And you get all the benefits of being a real estate investor if you learn how to invest in Independence, Missouri, and if you decide that Independence, Missouri is a place that you want to invest, because maybe it's not the place for you, or maybe it is. But you know who can help you figure that out? A mentor who is knowledgeable about the different places that we invest as Lifestyles Unlimited members. I kind of want to switch gears on you. There's something rattling around in my brain that I need to tell you about. And it's actually right in line with what I've been talking about on today's show. Del Walmsley is the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited. He founded the organization in Houston, Texas, all the way back in 1990. So that makes this our 35th year of existence. I think technically we're somewhere, I don't know, if I were to check the odometer, we're somewhere around 34 and a half years of age. And why is that important? Because we have been changing lives for the last 34 and a half years. If what we do wasn't effective, we would have been out of business a long time ago, because the American people, they can sniff out bad products. They can sniff out bad services. They totally can. So at the end of the day, if Lifestyles Unlimited didn't do what it says it does, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. No, I'd be doing something else. I probably wouldn't be real estate retired because I didn't find the organization myself until 2017. So had it not existed well past 1990, I would not have been the beneficiary of what they offer, which is real estate retirement in 5 years or less. Here's something for you. Our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, is going to offer his participation at tonight's case study event in Houston, Texas. And I would like to invite all of you to attend that event. Now, this is the one event that Lifestyles Unlimited offers that members can offer to non-members. Now, I happen to be a member, and most of you listening to my voice are non-members. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer to you this phone number, 866-945-6565. Again, 866-945-6565. What are you going to do with that phone number? You're going to call it. You're going to say, hey, I heard Al on the radio, and he offered to me attendance at tonight's case study. Very important, tonight's case study, because it's happening tonight. Now, I know some of you are like, dude, I'm not in Houston. How am I supposed to get there? Not a problem. You attend online because we're going to live stream the event. You're going to have the opportunity to be mentored by the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited. And not only that, we're gonna make it even that much more sweeter for you. Because this weekend, on the 1st and the 2nd of February, we're going to offer our Financial Freedom Seminar like we always do. We always offer it on the first weekend of the month. And we're going to offer it in Houston, Texas. And we're going to offer it available live stream. So those of you that aren't anywhere near Houston, Texas, can attend this event. Now, this event, you have to be a member to attend. This is our Financial Freedom Seminar. This is the 16-hour course that I'm always talking to you about. And Del Walmsley himself is going to provide the training. So it's okay, let me just be real clear here. It's just because Del is providing the training doesn't mean the training is any better or any worse than what the other guys provide when they provide the training. The difference is you get it from Del's lips. And Del says some pretty interesting things. So I think it's beneficial for you to call 866-945-6565. Again, 866-945-6565. And get signed up for tonight's case study. Attend the case study, whether you attend in person or online is immaterial to me. I want you to attend. And then once you attend, make an informed decision as to whether or not membership in Lifestyles Unlimited is something that can benefit you. Because when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you're going to get exposed to all the stuff that I talk about on the radio show. You're going to get exposed to the mentoring program. You're going to get exposed to everything that you need to get exposed to in order to be a successful real estate investor. Now, check it out. I was talking about Independence, Missouri. It just so happens that I got a deal in from Devane in Independence, Missouri, and this is a two-bedroom, one-bath, one-car garage property. It's 1,955 square feet, so it's pretty big considering it's a two-bedroom, one-bath. It was built in 1955. It can be bought. Now, get this. It can be bought for $109,900. Call it $110,000. It's worth $219,000 all fixed up. So effectively, you can buy this thing for 50 cents on the dollar compared to what it is worth when it is all improved. Now, you're not going to write a check for $109,900 to buy this thing because we will have taught you how to take advantage of a hard money loan, and you will use that hard money loan to procure this property, and you'll use that hard money loan to pay for some, if not all, of the rehab costs. Now, the rehab costs on this thing are going to be about $68,000. It's going to be a pretty big lift, and you're going to need about $10,000 in closing and holding costs. But your cash out of pocket, now some of you are thinking, wow, is it the whole $68,000 plus the extra $10,000? No, no, it's not that. It is $28,250. And some of you are thinking, whoa, wait a minute. Why is it only $28,250? Because you took advantage of a hard money loan. That hard money loan is allowing you to borrow up to 70% of the after repair value. So up to 70% of the $219,000 value of this property, even though it's not even worth that amount yet because it hasn't been improved. The hard money lender understands your business model. They understand the Lifestyles Unlimited business model. And in doing so, what they allow you to do is borrow not only the acquisition money, but a big portion of the repair cost. When the dust all settles, the $28,250 that you're putting into this deal is the difference between the 70% that the hard money lender is willing to loan you and your all-in cost. Yeah, I'm serious. So there's still another number in there. In between your all-in cost and the after repair value is the amount of equity, the net equity that you're capturing in this deal. Now, in this particular deal, you're capturing over $31,000 worth of equity. So this deal meets my acid test for, is it something I would buy if I were buying single family assets? And one of the things that I look for is that the equity that I capture in the deal has to double the amount of money that I put into the deal. So I'm putting $28,250 into the deal. That's my own money that I'm putting in. So I'm getting $28,250 worth of equity because I'm putting my own cash into the deal. But I'm getting an additional $31,100 of additional equity on top of my $28,250 worth of equity. So it's giving me a bunch of equity. I'm looking at $59,350 in total equity. That is a beautiful thing. It's giving me a return on equity of 110%. Now, the other thing that I need this property to do for me is I need it to provide cash flow. And this property, it provides me cash flow. Now, those of you that listen to the show, you know my minimum standard. It has to provide at least $200 worth of cash flow every month. What does this one provide? $304. Yeah, when you work out all the numbers, your remaining cash on cash return or your cash flow per month works out to be $304 per month. Now, you use that money on anything you want. You can use it to make a car payment. You can use it to make an insurance payment. You can use it to make a power bill payment. You can use it to make any payment you want because you have broken out of the 401k and the IRAs because you now understand that being a real estate investor means that the money that you make on your investments comes directly to you. It doesn't have to go into a separate account for you not to touch it forever and ever and ever until you turn a certain age. No, you're allowed to touch this money. This is how you get retired. Now think about it. Remember the $246,800 that I said that people have on average in their 401ks? Well, that would allow you to buy 8.8, so call it 8 of these particular assets. Now, if you have 8 of these particular assets, it's going to pay you $2,400 per month in cash flow. So the question you have to answer for yourself is that enough property for you to retire yourself on? If it is, great. If it's not, then we go back to the drawing board and we figure out what do we need to do to get you to the next level. Because I will tell you this, real estate will get you to the next level. The things that you do as a real estate investor are designed to get you retired in 5 years or less, not in 30, 40, or 50 years or less. And when it comes to real estate investing, if you don't have a mentor on your team, you're missing the mark. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, heck, if you just want to get a mentor, call 866-945-6565. Get signed up for tonight's case study, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.